You're listening to Eureka on Monocle 24 with me, Daniel Bage, host of The Entrepreneurs. Antoine Hubert is the CEO and co-founder of Insect, a French agritech company which farms insects to make high-quality protein and feed for fish, plants, and pets. Antoine was an environmental activist and educator before co-founding Insect in 2011. Today, the company is a leader in environmentally friendly products and farming techniques. To date, they've raised almost $200 million and are in the process of building a massive automated insect farm in Amiens in northern France, with plans to expand the vertical farming model around the world. And it's an exciting field to follow. The worldwide market for edible insects is expected to reach more than $1.5 billion in about 5 years, with more people aware of the damage meat production and globalized supply chains can do to the environment. While human consumption of things like crickets and mealworms is quite normal in many places around the world, with insects, it's about growing insects to feed what we eat, plants, fish, and animals. Farming locally and using insects as plant and animal feed could have a massive impact on cutting emissions and creating food for all. Here's Antoine with the story of Insect.
My background is to be an environment engineer. I've been really passionate by nature since I am a very little boy. I grew up in the French Alps, in the mountains, in the lakes, and I was catching butterflies, really watching insects in the wild, in the forest. So I've been in biology studies and ended up as agriculture engineer, but with a major in environment. How to do basically agriculture differently, try to limit the impact from agriculture on water, on soil, on the air. So after my degrees, I've been to New Zealand a year, and I discovered there in a research center how to use earthworms to recycle organic waste. It was a research program. It was super interesting. And back in France, I started as an environment consultant in the industry. I wanted to go beyond agriculture and understand what were the impacts of the energy sector or the any other industries. In parallel of this, I created a non-profit organization, an association with a few friends, promoting the use of earthworms to recycle organic waste within cities to really to reconnect people in cities where the food was coming from and where their leftovers in the plates when they don't finish their plates, where are they ending? Are they burned, whatever, what is landfill, etc. And actually you could do better with worms, making compost and do your own gardens with tomatoes, lettuce produce in your garden or in schools where we were really promoting this in school with kids. And this kind of activist work with friends during volunteers were for a few years. And at some point we heard about insects in Asia, and we had this small think tank group within this non-profit organization. And we started to develop insect as an educational tool with worms. And step by step, one of the co-founders of the association was Alexis, and actually had some friends. They were looking to build a company. They were a few years after the first work, and then after being graduated, and they were already a bit bored by big corporates, and they were looking for more challenges. And Alexis really joined the two group, the association and his friends, saying why maybe there is something to do with insect as a company and not just as education, which is good, but its impact is very long term. Maybe we could do something faster, have a bigger impact and faster. And we started the company after a few months of discussion and how could we do it. And in 2011, so after almost 2 years of discussions and thoughts, we launched Insect, which is a kind of spin-off of this impact-driven association, and to build Insect as an impact-driven and mission-driven company. Farming insect instead of worms at very small scale in your kitchen or in a school, it's farming insects in a much bigger way in very big farms with thanks to technology, robotics, automations, and also data and machine learning systems, and to feed them with waste and leftovers also. And then the insects themselves, we process them into protein ingredients. But their manure is a kind of compost, like the earthworm we are using before, and this manure is an organic fertilizer, which is also fertilizing plants. So what we do, we are addressing two very large markets. Proteins made from insects are there to feed animals, and the manure we collect from these insects are there to feed plants. So we are addressing animals and plants markets. Both that market will reach about 1 trillion in the next few years. It's the basis of the food chain. Whatever your diet is, you can be flexitarian, vegan, eating meat every day at lunchtime and even at dinner, you will eat in your plate every day either animals and plants. And so we can address the plate of any consumer in the world because we are feeding these animals and these plants with our two flagship products. We have two activities. One part is farming the insect, and we are farming a beetle called the mealworm, the Molitor mealworm. It's a very common beetle you find almost everywhere in the world. And the main thing is we farm it vertically. So it's a vertical farm. This is something that's started to be quite well known in the US or in Asia, you know, to grow leafy greens, tomatoes. You have a few companies now, well, very well funded, like Plenty by SoftBank or Aerofarms, Bowery Farms, and other in Singapore and in Japan. And we basically do the same, but we are not growing leafy greens, insects. And the plant we are building now in France will be the highest vertical farm in the world. It will be 36 meters high, so in feet, it's a lot. So from far, the highest vertical farm in the world and the largest insect farm in the world. And the insects are processed into ingredients eventually. So the larvae are processed into a meal, a powder, really rich in proteins. And these ones are sold to companies that manufacture feed for fish, like salmons or shrimps, sea bass, also pet food, cats and dog food. And they are mixed with other ingredients, plant-based ingredients, and other minerals. Makes a really well-balanced feed, healthy feed for the animals. The main thing we found out, we have two very big claims. It's about performance and health. When animals are fed with our products, they are basically growing faster. So you do more salmons per year than conventional feed. And animals have less mortality, less stress. So basically you produce also more salmon, shrimps, etc. per year, while you can reduce antibiotics and other things like that. So it's a very big impact in terms of productivity for the farmers, really bringing value and improving overall health, which is something important today. We see with the COVID situation, how to handle new diseases. Insects have different ways to develop antimicrobial systems, and we think there is something very interesting inside that is used by animals to boost their immunity and grow better and grow faster without using hormones or whatever, antibiotics or other medical treatments to prevent this normally. So this is the main value we bring, and eventually having this claims, same on the plants with our organic fertilizer, ends up with an amazing sustainable or environmental footprint. The overall footprint of our coming factories in Amiens, north of France, will be carbon negative. So we are emitting less, we are avoiding and sequestering carbon in the soil way more than the carbon we are emitting in the factory. We have designed really quite amazing technologies in this vertical farm. All the cooling system you need to maintain a good temperature and moisture on 20 or 30 or 40 meters high. It's super complex. We do have almost 30 patents on the farming system and how we process insects. So I think we have done something super important, super adapted to this mealworm beetle, but most likely to many other insects. And yes, maybe one day that could be relevant to propose this technology to other farmers that do other things than insects. So this is something that could be done, I think. But as a startup, we are still very small and we need to be focused. And we focus on mealworm farming, addressing to the carnivorous animals, so the fish and the pets and the plants, from vineyard to vegetables to crops like wheat for our fertilizer. This is the first thing we do, and we'll see in the coming years if we have enough traction in this area. if we have enough resources to address these new markets. Yes, today, developing new technologies in manufacturing, this is taking time, especially for when you are dealing with a living organism. So this is almost 10 years we are working on this, developing R&D and scaling the technology to this flagship farm we are building today north of France, after being running a small farm, a demo farm, for more than 4 years today. And then after this large farm, obviously the target is to go broadly and globally. We do have a lot of traction in many countries, in Europe, obviously, in the Nordic countries where salmon are farmed, but also in East Europe, South Europe, but a lot in North America, which is a huge farming country, and Southeast Asia. They are the first fish farmers in the world, mainly for shrimp and tilapia and carp. So not only China, but Vietnam, Thailand and Indonesia, and even Japan are very big in this field. And we have already commercial discussion. We have already shipped and sampled many customers there. But there is also a big interest for building a factory there with local partners. And we have traction in other parts, even in some African countries, South American countries. So we see, and the thing is how to priority among these. We cannot address all these inbound requests. So we focus really on the French plants, and we are really working today. How do we prioritize these inbounds to find the most relevant place for the second farm where we will go out of France? So it will be a big challenge for all startups going out of your country, is always a big challenge. So you need to go to a place where it's the most secure and easy to go, and then deploy fast in many other countries. And obviously for this, you need local partners, very strong partners, and strong financial partners to support this growth and hypergrowth over the world. So this is something we are working on today to prepare indeed in the next 2 years, something out of France.
Antoine Hubert, CEO of Insect. You can learn more at insect.com, Y-N-S-E-C-T.com. My thanks to Antoine and to Christy Evans, who mixed and edited this show. I'm Daniel Bache. Thank you so much for listening, and goodbye.